Hi, my loves, Jo Warwick here, and I wanted to dive on and let's talk about waiting. Who are you waiting to give to you, pay you, support you, to rescue you, make everything better? Where are you waiting? And the reason we're talking about this is because waiting is a perception, a limitation, belief that we are in separation from our own power, all right? And that can be where we're playing that out with money, with love, the idea that somehow we are waiting for somebody else, something else, to give to us. And we're doing that because we're waiting for them to prove that we're worthy enough, we're good enough, we're deserving enough, we're acceptable enough. And it's a limiting belief. It's a limiting pattern, all right? Now, I have played this game out a lot with God, with the idea of God being something external to me. And I have projected onto that in times in my life where I've projected onto that, that God, I have to wait for God to pay me because I am a spiritual teacher. Sorry, I am a spiritual teacher and therefore my employer is God. And so I have this belief, or had this belief, and I can fall into it occasionally and still fall into it. The joy of these limiting patterns that they do like to come around again is recognizing when we fall into a separation belief, the idea that it's outside of ourselves. So instead of knowing that I am paid by me, I am always paid by me, because if I came from a different perception in the idea that I work for God and God pays me and therefore I have to prove myself that I'm good enough to be paid, that means I'm waiting. Whereas instead, if I come from a belief that God resides in me as me, and God and I are one, the universe and I are one, energy and I are one, then I'm paying myself. It's simply about me playing a game out with myself, because the universe backs me. God, the universe, divine source, backs me, supports me, is on my side to always be empowered. It wants me to be empowered. So if I thought of it instead of love resides in me as me, then I'm going to love myself. I'm going to let myself receive love from others. I will be open to receiving love from others, to receive love through others and receive love in my life. Love resides in me as me. So if I thought about it that money resides in me as me, because money is energy, same as love is energy, God is energy, source is energy. If money resides in me as me, then I'm going to want to meet money coming to me. I let go of this perception that money is dependent on somebody giving it to me. I have to wait for it. But instead, that money resides in me as me, therefore I am money. And money is something that meets me. So then I open up to money. It doesn't matter who the money comes from. It does come through people, the same as love comes through people. But it can come to us in a million different ways, the same as love can come to us from nature, from people, from opportunities, from ourselves, from the universe, from meditation, from it resides, love resides in me as me. But when I think that love has to come from a relationship or a person, or a friendship, then I'm limiting myself. Instead of going, well, love resides in me as me, and love can come from a million different things, and it's always as me. I am loved, therefore I receive love. I am loved, therefore I receive love. So the same can happen with money. I am money, therefore I receive money. So I'm not waiting. I'm not in a position of waiting and hoping and separated. Instead, that money resides in me as me. God resides in me as me, as the Tibetan statement is, the Buddhist statement is, God resides in me as me, yeah, or Hindu statement. So if I am the divine, divine resides in me, the essence of the divine, the essence of the universe resides in me, I am the essence of the universe, and therefore I'm always playing with the universe. The universe and I are in a game, in a conversation, we're having fun. There is just a meeting. It is a magnet that we attract back what we put out. So if I believe that God resides in me as me, if I believe that money resides in me as me, if I believe that love resides in me as me, then my decision is to open up and give to me. Because the only person then stopping me from having what I want is me. And why would I stop myself? Why do I believe that I'm not good enough, that I'm not worthy enough? If I took around and took away and dropped any beliefs of somebody else's idea that I am too big, too much, too small, too, you know, too fat, too annoying, too outspoken, too fierce, too I'm a woman, I'm a man, I'm a whatever. Whatever these conflicting, limiting beliefs are that you've picked up as a kid from somebody else's perception in society, in your life, etc. If you drop all that and actually accepted that love resides in me as me, I am love, I am God, I am the divine, I am, it is in me, I am the spark of, then I'm already worthy, I'm already enough. So therefore it can come to me. All I have to do ever in my life, or you have to do ever in your life, is drop the barriers to it. Drop the barriers to it, which is why all my clients, whenever they do my programs, always say, oh my God, you know, my partner, I receive so much my love, so much love from my friendship, so much love from people coming around me. Because as you soften, you receive. It's not that it stopped, it didn't disappear. It was simply that you had a veil up, you had a lie up, an illusion, a shield. So the same thing can happen, whatever the resistance is for you at this moment, whether it's the love or whether it's the money. Where are you waiting and stopping yourself from receiving? Why are you not letting yourself be paid? Be paid by the universe, be paid by yourself, be paid by a job, be paid by clients. Be paid by you, fundamentally. Why are you not letting you be paid by you? And when you can drill down into that, and you have to think about it, and I would listen to this a few times, because there's going to be resistance. Resistance to accepting that God resides in you as you. Resistance that love resides in you as you. Resistance that money resides in you as you. And hopefully as you've been doing this process, of course, it's been getting easier and easier. But it is that. Where are you holding yourself in separation to the thing that you think you want is already in you? And when you accept that, when you allow that, you can open up to receiving it reflected back by the universe, because it's already done. I come back to that statement. It's already done. It's already done vibrationally. It's already done vibrationally, which is why it's really good to repeat those journal prompts. Now, an excellent affirmations with this is then when you accept it, is to be able to go, you know, thank you for all the money in my life. Thank you for all the money to pay my bills, to pay my pleasures, my joys. Thank you for the overflow of money to pay for my pleasures, my joys, my expansions. Thank you for the overflow of opportunities and, you know, richness and miracles showing up in my life. Thank you for all the ways that money is showing up in my life. Thank you, God in me. Thank you, God in me. Thank you, money in me. Thank you, money in me. Thank you, love in me. Thank you for all the money. Thank you, me, for all the money. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And it's being able to say thank you for that. That's why raining money meditation is so good, because it shifts you into a different perception. But it's playing with affirmations like that. It's playing with power statements. Playing with that, but coming, always coming from this acceptance of union, not separation, union with the thing that you want, that it's already done and it's already here. It's already part of your reality, and that you're not in a separation of waiting, because waiting is powerless. It's waiting is being the little girl in the tower. Waiting is that you have to prove that you're acceptable to receive. Whereas if you're already acceptable and already more than enough and already worthy and it already exists, then it's easy. And then you don't have to hold on to anybody, whether that is coming from a job, coming from a client, coming from an experience, coming from a relationship. You can let go. You can let go and allow it to come from a million different places, a thousand different places. Anywhere that we hold on to the how and we expect it to be a certain way, we make it slow down, we make it tricky. But it's so much easier to be in amazement and joy. And so many times in my life, I have gone, how the hell did I manifest that much money when I didn't even see where it came from? How many times have I manifested, you know, incredible opportunities that I've gone from times when I've had nothing to suddenly having, you know, high powered experiences or high wages or traveling the world, or I've traveled the world on no money at all and it suddenly happened. because I had removed the separation. So what we're wanting to do is consistency belief now, that it resides in you as you. Money resides in me as me. Love resides in me as me. God resides in me as me. The divine source, however you want to be, you have to play it with your language. And the key of playing with these things is it feels good. It feels expansive. It feels like there's no resistance. It feels natural. It makes you feel good. And that is the key. So play with this. Listen to the, listen to it a few times. Play with those statements of, you know, thank you for all the money. And, you know, thank you for all the money I've received. Thank you for the more than enough money, the overflow of money to pay my bills, my pleasures, my joys, my expansions, for my savings. I love having so much money to do my travels. Depending on where you are at the moment, you may be starting this and it's thank you for all the money to pay for my bills this month. But then you have to work yourself up into an expansion of overflow. If you try to go to overflow too soon, you'll kind of make the energy knotty. So firstly, get yourself into that state of acceptance that God resides in me as me. Money resides in me as me. Love resides in me as me. Play with that first. And then use your power statements. All right. Sending you much love.